A beautiful day indeed over the Northwoods, and it's going to stay fine for most of the week, just different flavors of it. So we'll give you updates twice an hour. We finish the 8 o'clock hour every Tuesday, though, with a moment in time spent with Matt Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants, on the air with us on 98Q. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Gray. How are you?
Doing well. How's it going down at Pioneer today?
Good. Beautiful day today, and certainly want to wish all the fathers out there a belated happy Father's Day, as hopefully everyone had a good weekend.
Absolutely. We had some great text messages about what people did with their kids or with their fathers, and the common themes are exactly what you'd imagine. A nice fire, time spent with family, maybe an adult beverage or two or three, maybe depends how much family you spent that time with, but great times all around the Northwoods on a fine Father's Day. Matt, what have you got for us? Every Tuesday we talk about different aspects of finance and does this apply to me and things in the news. Always a mixed bag, but always relevant, hot info. What have you got today?
Yeah, so today, Gray, I want to talk about phased retirement and how it can help smooth the transition into retirement for workers. It's something that the topic that comes up pretty often, so I want to talk a little bit more about that. So if you're thinking about retirement and maybe don't want to retire just cold turkey or all at once, this may be an option for you depending on your employer.
Well, and a lot of people do the kind of half retirement thing, I've heard it called. They take a part-time job or some lighter duty while they're technically retired. And something tells me that you mean something a little bit further beyond that, maybe similar, but to a greater degree, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. And know that the 2/3 of Gen X and 56% of millennials would prefer to gradually decrease their hours or work a more flexible schedule as they transition to retirement. About half of baby boomers and Gen Z have similar preferences. So it's certainly something that is thought about and that many workers would be open to. Know that the federal government has offered a formal phased retirement program since 2014, allowing eligible full-time employees to collect half their pensions while working half-time. Typically, at least 20% of their remaining work hours must be spent mentoring younger workers, and their pensions continue to grow based on their part-time work. They still have those contributions going into the pension, so that can grow over time as well. Know that private industry has been slower to adopt formal programs. Only 16% of employers, mostly larger companies, have regular phased retirement programs. However, 61% of companies have some experience with phased retirement. And with some strong employee interest, it's likely that more will adopt formal programs. So even if your employer may not have a formal program, Gray, it certainly still can be an option. We've seen it done many times throughout the years. And know that this is a win-win-win solution. A phased retirement program can be a positive experience for employees, employers, and customers alike. For older employees, a reduced schedule offers a more gradual financial transition, maintaining a steady, even if reduced, income that can help delay taking Social Security benefits and or tap into retirement savings. Trying to live on 80% of salary, for example, might also be good practice for retirement budget management. And staying engaged in the workplace can offer mental and psychological benefits, which, Gray, I think is something that certainly comes up quite often in our appointments. And that is that you certainly get more from a job than just a paycheck. There are those mental and psychological benefits, as well as getting up in maybe not every day, but a few days a week to continue doing something to give yourself a purpose.
That makes a lot of sense. I know if I show up and punch a card and leave again, that's I'm the worst version of myself when I get home, and that's outside of finance. These are not good days of mental health I'm describing when I act like that.
Right, yeah. Right, absolutely. And for employers, older workers provide experience and institutional knowledge that can help maintain and improve current quality while mentoring younger workers to help ensure a smoother transition. And for customers, older workers can provide dependability and continuity. In some cases, customers are also older, and longtime relationships can help maintain customer comfort levels. You know, whether it's going to a store, wherever, right? You get used to the people that work there, right? And having that continuity is certainly important for not only employers, but also customers. And also, Greg, you can build your own program. If your company does not offer such a program, you might suggest an arrangement. Emphasize what you can continue to contribute and how it could help the company in the present and in the future. But also be sure that the program will work for you. I wanted to talk through just a couple ideas to keep in mind. The first is to make sure that you understand the effect of reduced hours on your benefits, such as health insurance and employer pension or retirement plan contributions. It's obviously very important to know what those benefits will be so you can plan accordingly, especially with the health insurance piece. Second, if you cannot live on your reduced wages, you may have to use other sources of income, but you probably would not have to tap them as much as if you retired completely. And third, one of the biggest benefits of a phased retirement is that you could, depending on your situation, claiming Social Security with your benefit increasing 8% annually after full retirement age up to age 70. However, if you do claim Social Security before full retirement age and continue to work, you will receive a permanently reduced benefit for claiming early and be subject to retirement earning tests. That, again, is just another rule that you have to be aware of as you put this plan together. And know that once you've reached your full retirement age, the lost benefits from the earnings test will be added to your benefit amount. And lastly, Gray, if you phase out of your current job, make sure you don't end up trying to do all of your former work in just fewer hours. This could be especially problematic for salaried workers in project-oriented positions. Be sure you and your supervisor, your boss, are clear on the requirements of your reduced workload. And Gray, again, this is something that we've seen quite often come up recently with people, maybe not a formal plan, but where you stay working part-time, and certainly putting that formal plan together is not a bad idea either, as it gives clear targets for not only you but your employer as well.
Absolutely. And of course that comes down to the difference of each person too. I think a lot of people are going to tend towards their old habits and to kind of keep trying. Your body is kind of, you know, your body might kind of demand a certain level of work out of you, and you don't realize it until you try to do more than is called for in that retired setting. I really appreciate you touching on that too, because it could be easy to lose in the financial goals and just the money and the numbers of it all, that, you know, you're a human being and you've got flawed tendencies, and you've got to make sure that your work practices, as they change, align with your finances and align with what's possible when you go with shorter hours.
Absolutely. That is it certainly in our meetings, it's almost always more than just the money or the numbers. Ironically, I was talking to our intern Carson just a little bit ago before hopping on the radio show, and we talked about just that, why I chose this topic. And like I said, it comes up very often. You have to retire to something, not just from something. And if that includes working part-time, that's certainly something to keep in mind and keep that option open.
I mean, hey, we have to take the life lesson from it, but it's financial info from Pioneer Financial Consultants turned into just words to live by later in life. I kind of appreciate we dovetailed into both finances and just right. Hey, here's how you can make sure you're a little bit happier at a certain stage of your life. Well, retirement though, Matt, that's something that I'm sure you guys have a lot of discussions about. Would you say that retirement, I hear that and I think, boy, that's got to be a completely mixed bag. Every person's got to be unique, and with their unique scenarios, I bet retirement's kind of like throwing darts at a board blindfolded, and boy, what are we going to get with this one? Am I right there?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Every situation is different, and that's what makes our job enjoyable, is creating that plan, that individual plan for each and every person, because every plan is a little bit different.
And that is the simplest question that I think any listener could ask, and that question is, how does this apply to me? Well, the short answer is, it does apply to you. And how is the right question to be asking. Matt, where can people get a hold of you guys if they have that kind of question?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231. Our website is also www.pioneer-financial.net. And right on our website, we have a spot where you can email us if you'd like to communicate that way.
Absolutely. And we do that file sharing thing. So in not too long, once I get my archiving thing done, you can listen back to this conversation on the Pioneer Financial Consultants Facebook page. Just plug that right into Facebook. You'll find them. You'll see Matt's smiling face, and you can get some excellent financial advice, more general, like we've been talking about here, or tailored to you when you call Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, thank you so much for being there for the finances and the retirement, the life stages of the people listening here on 98Q.
Absolutely. Thank you, Grant. Have a good rest of your day.
You take care, Matt. We'll talk to you next week. That's Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. And we've got a message from them because they've got some things we've got to make sure are super clear when we talk to them. And that's what they do. They make your situation more clear for you. Stay tuned. We'll have more for you coming up. It's 9:01 a.m. You're listening to 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.